episode 111.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about content creation workflows. And specifically, we talk about my podcast workflow and the automation around that that you can apply to the stuff that you need to get done. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. It has been a very, very busy week here at Late Night Internet Marketing Headquarters. it's just a home office in my house. It's not like a big headquarters like at Apple, like the big circular spaceship that they're building. It's not like that. It's just me. But I'm getting a lot of stuff done, which makes me really happy, and particularly making a lot of progress on the Late Night Affiliate course over at latenightaffiliate.com. I have made significant progress, particularly in understanding what people might want to see in the course. And for those of you that spent time on Skype or in some cases on the regular Earth phone with me, I really appreciate it. Those calls were very, very helpful. Thank you so much. These were people out of the beta part of the program that took the time to sit down on the phone with me for half an hour and talk about the kinds of things that they'd seen in affiliate marketing courses before, the things that they liked about online courses, didn't like, the things they wanted to see. And so that was just a huge help. And all of this is coming out of the validation part of Courses That Convert, which is Amy Porterfield's course. Really very, very impressed with the quality of content of that course. Gives me something to strive for in the creation of my own course. So thank you guys very much for doing that. Now, stage two of this validation is a little survey. So I'm going to ask those of you, even if I talk to you on the phone, if you've got a minute to fill out what's actually a 4-minute survey about affiliate marketing, what's bugging you in affiliate marketing, what things you'd like to know about, that would really help me out. You can find that at latenightim.com/affiliate survey. Again, that's latenightim.com/affiliate survey. Now, I'm going to use those answers in that survey for two purposes. One purpose is for research for the course to make sure I'm on the right track with the Late Night Affiliate course. But the other purpose, which is going to be very important for you, the listener, is that I'm going to use that for ideas for content in future episodes. So if you could take literally 4 minutes of your time to go over to latenightim.com/affiliate survey and complete that survey, I would really appreciate it. You'll be interested. I'd also be interested just in hearing your feedback on what you think of that survey tool. I decided to ditch SurveyMonkey and use SurveyGizmo. I did like 5 minutes of online research about what the alternatives are for SurveyMonkey, because the price point for SurveyMonkey to get the SurveyMonkey branding off of it so that I could return the surveyor back to my website and get control of the thank you page and stuff like that was just too high for what I needed to do. And so I started looking around, and it turns out that this Survey Gizmo gadgetry is really nice, and it looks great on a mobile phone. So if you go to latenightim.com/affiliate survey, you can do that on your mobile phone. It looks fantastic. And I can export the data out of there. It's just really nice. So I think SurveyMonkey is toast for me after using it for 15 years. And I'm just going to use the new guys on the block because their offering is very impressive and priced right for me. I'll tell you that that's happened to me again recently with ConvertKit. That's something we're going to talk about in a future episode here, where I was using AWeber for years and years and years, and they kind of went to sleep, and new competition came along, which is great for the marketplace, and displaced them. We'll be talking about that in a future episode. But right now, I want to get to a little listener feedback.
And now, it's time to hear what listeners just like you are thinking. Late night listener feedback.
So, you know, usually what I do is I come on here and I give you this great listener feedback all about how I've changed someone's life. And I ask you for feedback, and I still want your feedback. I still want you to go to iTunes and leave me feedback. But check this feedback out from June. I had overlooked this from AC Cole. You know, I was on hiatus a little bit in June, as I have been many times in my podcasting career. And AC starts off with this great review. He says, "I'd have to say this is one of the most helpful podcasts given for me being a newbie. I actually sat down and started putting together a list of all three of the areas that you spoke about." He's talking about the niche brainstorming checklist. "I didn't quite get to 50 possible niches, but I think I can get to that point with a little more thought. I was somewhat disappointed because there was no follow-up to the episode. It sort of left me hanging for the last week or so, not realizing that this show was actually recorded back in January of 2016. What happened to the follow-up on how someone starts niche marketing from scratch? I'll go through more of your podcasts to see if I can get any more info. I love the step-by-step nature. Thanks for what you're doing to help others learn about this industry." So this is a great review. It's a 5-star review. Thank you very much, AC. I really appreciate that. But here is a key thing, and I think this is something that, you know, all of us can take to heart. When you're creating content, you need to be creating it consistently, because people are counting on you to do the things that you say you're going to do. They're waiting for those podcast episodes. They're waiting for that next blog post. And you really need to be consistent with the creation of content. And this applies to affiliate websites as well, because in those cases, you need to keep that content rolling out there so that Google sees fresh content and so that you expand your opportunity to attract traffic into your website. And if you go weeks and weeks or months without publishing any content, you're just really making it very difficult for you to ever get your business to the tipping point. So thanks, AC. Hopefully, I have corrected this issue with podcasts on time and coming each week. What I haven't done yet and haven't done an excellent job of is keep pushing the niche site update forward. So we selected a domain name the last time we talked about this, and now we've got to push that to the next step. So next week in episode 112, we'll revisit the niche site, talk about what we've done so far and what we're going to do next, and we'll keep pushing that forward. Interestingly, that's also that same site's going to be the detailed topic, the over-the-shoulder video topic for the late night affiliate course that we're working on over at latenightaffiliate.com. So that's all a big synergistic thing that I'm trying to pull together. So should be plenty of content there for us to talk about on the show. So speaking of the show, one of the key things about getting content out regularly is having great workflows. What do I mean by that? Well, a workflow is a set of steps that you follow from start to finish in order to get something done, right? That's the simplest definition of a workflow. And for content creation, what I found is, especially for something like the podcast or an epic blog post, those steps can be a little bit overwhelming. Not overwhelming in the sense that, God, I can't comprehend this. I don't know what to do. But overwhelming in the sense that for someone who is not working full time on their internet business and trying to get things done whenever they have a spare few minutes, which is the way I run late night internet marketing, if I don't know exactly what the next step is, I can waste a tremendous amount of time remembering where I was and getting started again, remembering what all the steps are and so forth. So it's really critical to have documented workflows that kind of help you understand what's going on. But the other thing that I've noticed is that a lot of the information that comes to me non-linearly. What do I mean by that? It means I'm in the shower and I have an idea for the feedback segment of some episode in the future. I'm not sure which episode. And then I'm in a meeting at work and I have an idea, or I hear something on another podcast in the car and I have an idea for a main segment. And then I eat Chinese food at some place and I have a excellent fortune that I want to use as an internet marketing fortune cookie. We're going to have one of those later in this episode. Isn't that exciting? So, you know, these things are coming to me and the question is where to put them. And for a long time, I tried to put them into Evernote and that works. I mean, Evernote is a great tool for this, but I've recently discovered a tool that for me is much better for organizing this kind of templated data. This is kind of a situation where every podcast episode, I have certain segments that I may potentially want to use, an internet marketing fortune cookie segment, a technology news segment, and so forth. And so the question is for each episode, what goes in those? What's the research for each one of those so I can have some research to base my discussion on? And then after that, the blog post that goes with the show that I actually create and other collateral stuff like images and all the stuff you need to put the post together. And so the tool that I've been using to do this lately is a tool for the Mac called Ulysses. Now, if you can imagine what Ulysses is, it's kind of like hierarchical organization of note cards. And I think the intent of it is a publishing tool. If you have an outline for a book, you can load that outline into Ulysses. And just like you did in grade school, each little section of your book can be a note card that you can fill up and you can drag them and move them around and reorganize your book. And then when you're done, when you've got, you know, 5,000 of these note cards inside of Ulysses, you can hit publish and you can publish it in all different kinds of formats, EPUB format and HTML and so forth. And it will also publish to WordPress. And you can publish some of the cards or all of the cards, depending on how you set up the hierarchy. So if you can imagine, this is kind of a multi-column pane system, and I'll put some pictures of it in the show notes that you can find over at latenightim.com/111, because this is episode 111. And you can see that you can drag and order these around and so forth. It's kind of cool. The neat thing about it is, I can use some of the cards for notes that I can use while I'm talking, and some of the cards I can use for actually publishing the blog post that goes with the show. So I can jump back and forth and create this all week. And in fact, I can do weeks in advance. I can create the parts of the show weeks in advance. And like I was saying, if I have an idea for a segment that I want to use this week, and then I run out of time, I can drag it to next week. And so now that's a segment for next week and so forth. So unlike Evernote, it has this kind of jigsaw puzzle capability that's really nice for putting things together. So with regard to workflow, what I've done is I've created a different card for each different part of the show, a fortune cookie card, a tech tip card, a news item card, a main segment card, and so forth. And I've created a template, and all I do is duplicate that template for every show and then fill it out as I go along. And so that has dramatically improved my capability to keep myself organized. And it's sort of like Evernote, but with an outline hierarchy to it. I've always wished Evernote had this because my Evernote gets really messy with lots of stuff. And yes, you can use tagging, and yes, there's lots of strategies for this, but I really, really like this Ulysses tool. You may be familiar with another Mac tool called Scrivener, which is a sort of the heavyweight version of Ulysses, the really hardcore version. And quite frankly, a lot of people feel it's a bit off-putting because it has such a high level of complexity. So I'm really digging Ulysses. Other good things about Ulysses are that it is available for the iPhone and the iPad, and that syncs seamlessly across all those platforms so I can work on the show no matter where I am or what device I have, which Mac I have, it doesn't matter. So that's really nice. The other thing that I really like about it is that it's a plain text tool that understands multi-markdown. So I love Markdown. For those of you that aren't familiar with that, Markdown is kind of like a plain text version of HTML. And so I can write in Markdown, which is something that I'm very familiar with. And when I want to publish to my WordPress blog, it converts that to something that WordPress can understand. It handles featured images and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a really, really neat tool. I love it for getting organized. And you might say, well, Mark, I don't have something complicated like a podcast. Do I really need that? Well, you know, blog posts are kind of similar in nature. And Michael Hyatt, quite some time ago, wrote an excellent article about the anatomy of effective blog posts. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And basically, what Michael says is every blog post that he writes is composed from a template. I don't know about every, but oftentimes when he writes blog posts, they're composed of this templatized formula where he has a compelling title, a lead paragraph, a relevant image, a section about his personal experience, a main body, and a discussion question. Now, that could easily each be a card inside of this tool, Ulysses, that you could fill out as it occurred to you, and you could put research in there and so forth. It understands the idea of comments, which is really neat. So as you're typing, you can put in comments about what you're typing, but when you publish, those comments don't publish to your blog. So that's a kind of a neat way to take notes inside. It's just a really, really neat tool. And I think anytime you're creating content, Ulysses can help you. So that's one tool that I wanted to share with you today that might help you with your workflow and how I use it, Ulysses. Again, we'll put a link to that on the show notes. Now, for those of you that have a Windows-based PC, I don't know of a real legitimate equivalent to Ulysses. Maybe if one of you knows of something, you can leave a comment on the show notes. There are three things that you might look at. There's an app called Sublime Text, which I've used before. It's a programming app, but it supports Markdown out of the box, which is nice. Of course, there's OneNote in Microsoft Office, which I think is superior to Evernote in many ways. It's really nice. Could be used for this purpose in some ways. Not sure about the WordPress integration for OneNote. And then if you're just into distraction-free writing, which is another great thing about Ulysses, there's a cool app in the Windows App Store called Write Plus that you can try. I don't know that any of those are really close to Ulysses, but that's the best I've got for you. And I'm not going to give you a hard time about having a Windows PC. I understand that's what some people choose to do. It just seems like to me that these kind of apps that are really well thought out and really well done are more prevalent on the Mac. So that's something to think about. I'll get email about that one. Sorry if I offended you and your PC sensibilities. Okay, so now getting the podcast recorded and created and the blog post created is one thing. The stuff that I'm going to do, that's one thing. But then getting it published and handled in social media and getting the transcript done and all that, that's a lot of work by other people. I don't do the transcription. I have a professional transcriptionist that does that. I don't do the show notes anymore. I have someone who listens to the episode and writes the show notes. I write the introduction. They write the here's what was said in the episode sort of stuff for the blog post. I don't create the short link for the podcast anymore. So when you go to latenightim.com/111, that redirects you to the actual podcast. I don't create that anymore. So all of those things are tasks that are assigned in Asana, and there are a bunch of them. There's a lot of different stuff that needs to be done, social media, graphics, and all kinds of stuff. And so what happens is I have automation that watches the RSS feed for the podcast. And when a new podcast episode appears, you see the podcast episode in your podcast podcatcher, whatever you're using to listen to this podcast right now. But Asana sees that episode and it knows whenever it sees those episodes, it needs to assign a bunch of tasks to people. And specifically, it's not actually Asana that's watching the RSS feed. It is Zapier. Now, you may have heard of this. You might have mispronounced it. So sometimes I hear people say Zapier, which is easy to understand because it kind of looks like that when you look at it. But what the Zapier people say is Zapier rhymes with happier. How awesome is that? So you'll never forget that again. So Zapier is this app like If This Then That, IFTTT. And so what it does is it watches to see a thing happen. And when a thing happens, then it does other things. And these things that it does are called tasks. And the whole thing taken together, the trigger plus the action, is called a zap. So for instance, it watches my RSS feed, and whenever a new podcast episode appears, it does a bunch of tasks. And one of the tasks it does is it asks my virtual assistant, it assigns my virtual assistant a task in Asana, asking her to create a short link for the podcast episode based on the URL that it finds in the feed. So it has intelligence. It can read the things that it's doing. So I have zaps set up for that kind of automation for blog posts and video blogs and the other kinds of content I create at Late Night Internet Marketing. For example, it could watch your YouTube channel, and if it sees a new video, it could take that video link and it could share it out to Twitter and to Facebook, for example, automatically. That's the kind of things that it does. Now, in and of itself, this sort of thing is just like IFTTT, which is what I used to use, but Zapier has recently added all of this very, very strong filtering and action chaining. So one trigger can fire off a tremendous number of tasks, and the tasks know about each other. And so, for example, you can have the first task can read the URL, and then the second task can do something on Twitter. And then the third task can understand the tweet URL and so forth. And so there's a, you know, kind of a, the task can pass information to some extent down to each other in this long chain of events. And so it's really, really powerful compared to what it used to be 2 years ago when I looked at it. And the user interface is absolutely fantastic. So I highly recommend Zapier. That's actually a tool that I am paying for, and you can find that at zapier.com. Now, with that, I wanted to squeeze in an internet marketing fortune cookie.
Direct from the Orient, it's time for the internet marketing fortune cookie.
Now, we haven't had one of these in a while, and to be honest with you, I was pulling out my credit card the other day, and this fortune cookie fell out of my wallet. I collect these up specifically for the show, and it said, "You will soon be the center of attention." Now, we know that the point of the internet marketing fortune cookie is that everything that you need to know about running a successful internet business can be learned from fortune cookies. There's no need to pay for expensive online courses. You can just read fortune cookies and figure out everything you need to know. And in this case, the fortune cookie is telling us that if you continue to do the work, like we were talking about earlier, you continue to publish consistently, you continue to create content, you continue to hustle and do the things that you've decided you need to do for your business, eventually you're going to hit a tipping point and the thing's going to hockey stick on you and you're going to be the center of attention. This is a message from the fortune cookie about not giving up and about understanding that there's not such a thing as overnight success. You've got to keep working. No one starts out as the center of attention, but according to the fortune cookie, you will be soon center of attention. And so just keep working hard, keep hustling, stay after it, and you too will soon be at the center of attention. So saith the fortune cookie. All right, well, that wraps it up for this week. I am going to be back at work on the late night affiliate course. If you want to get in on that action, please go take the survey over at latenightim.com/affiliate survey. Really appreciate it if you do that. It's a huge help to me. And I will catch you next week when we're going to get an update in on the late night niche site. Until then, my name is Mark Mason. I'm your host from Dallas, Texas, and I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day. Let's get an off the charts fantastic day today. Why not? Go ahead. You might as well. Take care.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
It's kind of fun. I got feedback last week on the bloopers. Man, some weeks it's blooper city around here. I mean, sometimes I just cannot get two words out of my mouth to save my life. So in case, you know, you don't know this, most of the time the podcast is direct to drive, meaning I don't edit. But sometimes it's just so hard to get words out of my mouth that I have to go back and make some edits. So I apologize. And I also, of course, do edit to get the show music in and all that. I used to do that live, and I have this kind of cart player and stuff where I can hit a button and roll show music. That's too many moving parts. I like to edit a little bit anyway at the end. That's kind of fun for me. Eventually, I'll outsource that too, probably as well. And that'll become part of my Zapier script to ask some assistant in some faraway land to edit the podcast. But for now, I still edit it and I really enjoy it. Super busy week this week. I have created an epic blog post for part of the validation of this course that will be going live this week, probably already live by the time that you hear this. And it has a lead magnet in it with that tries to convert people to capture their email address and get them to take this same survey that I'm asking you to take. I'll be running Facebook ads to that and trying to get as much information as I can about what people would like to see in a course like this. This is, again, kind of the method prescribed by Amy, and I'm doing the best job that I can to do it exactly the way Amy described. First reason is Amy's created literally millions of dollars in revenue selling her own courses. So she knows what she's doing. $6 million or something like that at last count. So she really knows. Second thing is, I paid a lot of money for the course, and taking these actions in order is a kind of a nice way to remove doubt, you know, manage the demons, push ahead, just do the next task next and keep going. And eventually when you do that, you find out you're at the end of the course. So that's what I'm doing. And so if I'm seeming a little scarce, that's where I am. I hope you guys are having a great week. If there's anything that I can do to help you, don't hesitate to reach out to me on Twitter at LateNightIM or at the help desk at support@latenightim.com. Have a fantastic week. Ciao.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.